Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, in to the Adam Carriker Show. I'm having my daily fight with the mic. Unfortunately, I think the mic is winning today, but I'll outlast him in the end. All right, the Adam Carriker Show, the show that gives you unique insights, unbridled honesty, and today, producer Rico and I are going to have a whole lot of fun. All right, lots to talk about today. I want to talk about, at one point, right off the top to start the show, how Husker fans should feel, because it's been interesting. And Rico and I were actually talking about this before the show started. Before the season, oh, the schedule's not that hard. We're a lot better. We got a top 5-star quarterback. We're going to be 7-0. You didn't hear that from everybody, but you heard it from a lot of folks. And Joel Klatt does a phenomenal job. But I remember watching his preseason prediction show for Nebraska. He's like, chalk, chalk, talking about this is a win. Rutgers is a win. Indiana's a win. Chalk, chalk, chalk. And I remember thinking, no, that's not how football works. You have no idea what's going to happen. Every Saturday, I said it before and I'll say it again. That ball gets kicked off. All hell breaks loose. That thing is funny shaped and it bounces all over the place. You never know where it's going to go. And there isn't a college football team. There isn't a sports team on planet Earth because they're all made up of human beings. That is at 100% each and every time they play a game. Your 90% might be good enough to beat this team's 100%. Your 100% might be what it takes to beat another team's 100%. You show up one day because you're off. Something, whatever is going on, you're at 80%. And this team plays in 105 or 10%. And I know, how can you play over your head? Some people exceed their potential. Don't know how to always explain it. And bam, that's how you get clipped. That's how Vandy beats Bama. That's how Georgia looks so god freaking awful in the first half against Bama. Actually comes out and takes the lead in the second half. Ultimately loses the game. But waltzes right in to Austin, Texas. The team who looked like the best team in the country. And beats them by 2 scores and really dominates them in their house, honestly. Texas had 38 yards. 38 yards of total offense in the first half. That is a college football playoff championship contending team, an SEC championship caliber type team. You never know what's going to happen on any given day. A lot of people were like 7-0. I said if we were 5-2, okay, we'd be okay after the first 7 games. I personally predicted 6-1. I said, my good Lord, we better not be worse than 5-2. We got serious problems. Now there's a lot of people looking at the rest of the schedule being like, oh my God, we're going to go 0-5. How are we going to win a game? It is amazing how quickly the script can flip. Why? Because now we've seen some football. And the last football we saw was not phenomenal. So for me, it's kind of interesting. Like, how should Husker fans feel? First of all, there is no one under God's hot sun who can tell you how to feel. The only precursor I put out there is my two things. Number one, what I personally do, I'm passionate, I'm loud, I talk fast, and I'm unapologetic. Some guy yesterday sent me a message messaged on the YouTube show, Adam Carriker's annoying. He thinks he's in the WWE. I'm just me, bro. By the way, Tony Robbins does a phenomenal job. I think I watched one of his speeches for about 2 minutes one time, and I was like, this dude's really good. You know what I immediately did? I went over and I watched The Rock. I watched Stone Cold. I watched John Cena. I've seen John Cena a million times walk into a ring, getting booed out of the arena. He's so good with the mic in his hand and his stupid multicolored jerseys, okay, multicolored shirts that he would wear looking like a bowl full of Fruit Loops. And The Rock was right when he said that, and he'd have the fans eating out of the palm of his hand and cheering him. You can disrespect pro wrestling if you'd like. Don't call it fake. It's predetermined. But what they do with the mic in their hand, a business that everyone knows the outcome is decided by the guy in the back, turn that guy in the back, who's no longer in charge, but for years he was, into a multi-time billionaire. What they do is incredibly impressive. And I find that incredibly unique and entertaining. Don't underestimate it. So yeah, that's what I'm drawn to. So that's how I talk, and I'm unapologetic about it. And here's the other thing. When you say, like, wannabe WWE guy, I get all sorts of comments. This one made me chuckle. I've actually been offered by the WWE. I don't know if people know that. I've mentioned it every once in a while, very sporadically. 2014, they were going to do the Tough Enough, the season where they had Mandy Rose and whoever else, I forget. I was invited to be a part of that Tough Enough. I had not retired yet from the NFL. And I said, thank you, but no thank you, Anthony. The guy's name was Anthony that called me. I said, I'm still not done with the NFL. I actually was. I just didn't know it yet, but that's okay. They called me back 2 days later and said, all right, you're not going to do Tough Enough. We'd like to do a Zoom call with you. So I did like a Zoom interview. There aren't many guys who can get Vince McMahon to fall out of his chair. They said, cut a promo on him. I did. He fell out of his chair laughing. You can't offend that guy. Okay. And think of him what you want as a person. But after the Zoom call was over, Anthony called me. He goes, we'd like to offer you to come down to work at NXT in Orlando, which is where they work on the young guys and gals and try to develop them so they can go up to Raw, SmackDown, to the main roster. He said, you can talk and you're as advertised. Those were his words, not mine. Okay. If you like how I do my thing, great. If you don't, no problem. But calling me a wannabe WWE guy, no, I've actually been offered. That is who I watch, and I'm unapologetic in how I approach things. Respectful, passionate, unapologetic, but respectful. So if that's not your style, hey, it's all good, no problem. So how should Husker fans, I just wanted to address that because I don't know if I've shared that story on The Ticket. I know I've shared it other places sporadically. And actually, my wife told me to go. She's like, you need to go to Orlando. She's like, you need to go. I've listened to enough of Stone Cold's podcast when he used to have it. I know Bill Goldberg pretty well. I've met Cena, don't know him. I've met Hogan, don't know him. But I've chatted with these guys. I've had the opportunity to go backstage. Mike Mizanin, The Miz, is a huge football fan. All right. But I've listened to Stone Cold enough on his podcast he used to have, the Broken Skull Sessions, and he talked about having three divorces and why that was, and being on the road 300 plus days a year. And the first time he ever saw his daughter do anything, she was 15 years old. And when my wife said, you need to go to Orlando, you need to go do this. You've watched this since you were a kid. I love the support, but I'm like, you don't know what you're saying yes to. I don't know what I'm saying, what I'd be saying yes to, but I know enough to know that there'd be stress on the marriage. And we had three kids at the time, and those three little ones over there, I wouldn't see them grow up. So long story short, I said, thanks, but no thanks. Tried to get back in the NFL, fell flat on my face there. And I'm okay with that because life turned out all right. I got six phenomenal kids, a beautiful wife. And here I am sitting with Rico. Are you awake? You don't sleep like Jake does, do you?
I'm waiting for you to, you're doing your thing.
Take
I'm
a breath.
Letting you do.
Want me to take a breath?
Okay. I mean, yeah. Take a breath. Drink some water. Do something.
Dude, I drink water. You know that.
Oh, I know.
Jake does a phenomenal job. It's easy to take shots when he's not here. I want him to fire back more when he is here. Such a nice guy.
He's too laid back.
He is. I like Jake, though.
I'll shoot back.
I like that. I got some comments.
What? What?
All right, I'm just going to... No, I'm not going to do it.
Say it.
I'd say it, but
you
everything...
You can't start it and not say it.
Everything I would say would just go right over your head.
No, it won't. That's
Did really, that go yep, right
no,
over
I
your head?
No, I got that
okay.
one. It took me a second. I
That's
got that
why
one.
I didn't want I to got say that it,
one.
Rico.
I got that one.
Dude, I love you, man. All
it's
right.
fine. Hey, it's like old days. It's good.
You used to be my producer back in the day. Obviously, yeah. A lot of things flipped when the season
started. And then you showed up, and I was like, I don't want to work with this guy.
You actually said that to me in the spring. You said, I don't want to be in the same room as you.
Exactly.
Say that to me again. We'll meet by the flagpole. I'm not joking.
You're too big. I can't do it.
And then when he met my parents, he goes, this guy sure knows how to talk a lot. Not, hey, he's good. Hey, it's nice to meet you. No, this guy sure knows how to talk a lot.
Yeah, I shook your dad's hand.
That's Rico.
I said, great to meet you.
That's Rico, ladies and gentlemen.
Your son doesn't stop talking.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Whose show do you produce now?
I produce everybody's show.
Uh-huh.
I'm just the uh-huh. producer in the back.
You know the guests choose the people who produce their show, right?
Yeah.
Just FYI. Yeah. I'm glad you're here today.
It's okay. I could kick everybody out. I could be the producer for all the shows if I wanted, but I don't want to.
Well, the station wants to make money, though.
Oh, they'll make money.
Dude, I'm so glad we got to do this today. I missed having some time with you, Rico. But how should the fans feel?
You said that that nobody can tell the people how to feel. Nobody can tell the fans how to feel. I can tell them how to feel. Chill out. Relax. It's not the end of the world. It sucked. It was embarrassing. Very bad. A terrible showing. A terrible performance from the Nebraska football team. But it is not the end of the season. You're halfway through. You have 5 games left. And you still have a chance to do something you haven't done in 7 years. And that's make a bowl game. It's scary to have that type of performance against a team that many people, although they were a top 20 ranked team going in, many people thought, oh, they haven't played anybody. They're not that good. Nebraska, they haven't seen a defense like Nebraska's, all of these things. And then for Nebraska to lay a complete egg, extremely embarrassing. But Indiana might actually be a really good team. They are potentially going to make the college football playoff. That's a team that you have to look out for towards the end of the season. So Nebraska, although, you know, scary and things don't look right, I told you before, the flip from Nebraska fans needs to be studied, because 2 weeks ago it was, you know, Nebraska, although they have the loss to Illinois, they still have a chance to be bowl eligible if they beat Indiana. And then, you know, who knows what will happen at Ohio State. And then you'll destroy USC, and then you'll destroy UCLA. You could beat USC. They don't look that good. And then Iowa, Wisconsin look terrible, to after you lose 56-7. Oh my gosh, they're not going to win another game this season.
Well, so that's what I was talking about earlier. It's an interesting flip. The 7-0 and all that before the season, I thought was kind of crazy. I thought it was more likely we'd be 5-2 than 7-0. Again, I went with 6-1. My prediction all year has been 8-4. I've tried to revise that many times. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to do it now. We're so late into the season. Revising it now is too late. My cutoff point was kind of the bye week. After 6 games, you're not allowed to revise after that. And I've stuck with it the whole time. So now I am stuck with it, and I'm fine with that. For me, I'm not going to tell the fans to chill out, because if you're chill after that, it's either one of two things. Either you just don't care that much, or you have a deep understanding beyond what any of us can really realistically comprehend. Because here's what happens. After the game, people are fired up. By Sunday, you're still fired up. By Monday, you haven't had a chance to vent because you see everyone you work with, so you're still fired up. By Tuesday, you kind of look around and the sun's a little brighter and the grass is a little greener. And then by Wednesday, you kind of, oh, okay, I'm going to start looking ahead. Then usually by Thursday, the opponent is Ohio State this week. It depends on the opponent, who you're playing.
Yeah.
Your perspective starts to change and tweak a little bit. And usually it's a little bit more positive, and you want to be positive because you don't want to think you're going to get killed the next game. And that's the natural progression of things. I think Husker fans have a right to be mad. I think they have a right to be understanding. I think they have a right to be sad. As long as you're not like doing something stupid, like inciting violence or something like that, I think within reason, Husker fans have a right to feel the way that they want. The only thing that I do is I'm passionate, but I try to be respectful in the process.
Yeah.
So I always keep that R word in there, respect. As long as you keep respect in there, I think that helps keep perspective in there as well. So I'm personally never going to tell Husker fans how to feel. And I know some people think, oh man, there's too much. It's a fishbowl. It is a fishbowl. I don't think it's too much. I think it's what makes it rare, unique, and special. And I got one final thought, then finish yours. I forgot to put a button on what I was saying yesterday. I brought up, you know, how I don't talk about firings lightly. And I have had buddies who've been fired, aka cut. And I was traded in the middle of a day
you know, from St. Louis to DC, and I had no idea it was coming. Our whole life was upheaval. That's part of the business. No complaints. But that's why I don't bring it up lightly. Okay. And to put a button on what I was saying yesterday, I don't think anything's going to happen. Okay. As far as coordinators and things of that nature, certainly not before the next bye week. I wouldn't think so. You never know. Probably not till the end of the season. And I'm fine with that. But there needs to be a deeper evaluation process than there's been since the day Matt Rhule got here, because the honeymoon is over. We're done with the honeymoon, and now it's evaluation and what's best for the future and whatever that looks like. Go ahead.
That respect part, that's the part that I'm talking about when I'm saying to chill out. I'm not saying to, you know, tamper your feelings or to sit back and say, oh, everything is fine. Not everything is fine. But calling for people's jobs, calling for, you know, these kids, these are kids. I know that there are some guys who are 28 years old still playing college football, but these are kids still. Telling these kids that they don't have the heart to play football, or they don't know what it takes to do this or to do that, from people who haven't played a down of football in their life. And I played high school football. That's it. I ran track in college, but I didn't play football.
What'd you run? Out of curiosity. Sorry.
Hurdles.
All right, go ahead.
Hurdles, right. Long jumps, sprints, and all that. But to say that these kids don't have heart, to say that these coaches need to be fired, I that's the part where that respect part comes in. It's, yes, they need to take a long look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. They need to, you know, your offensive coordinator, your special teams coordinator, your offensive line coach, your running backs coach, wide receivers coach, your linebacker, all of your coaches, your head coach need to take a look in the mirror and say, look at themselves and say, okay, are we doing what the best thing for these guys, for these athletes, to get them ready for these games? Because for Matt Rhule to sit up there after the game and say, oh, I didn't see this coming, and oh, you know, the team, what I was proud of is that they were still fighting at the end. You lost 56-7. It look, you can say they were still fighting, and yeah, some of them were probably, you know, you were getting the backups in and they were trying to make a name for themselves, but it didn't look pretty. It didn't look great. And to just be like, hey man, we didn't expect this. You saw what Indiana was doing to, again, not a lot of competition. They're putting up buku points on all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You knew they weren't going to let up, and it still happened to you. Not to say that you go in there thinking, okay, Indiana's going to blitz us, right? They're going to come out and they're going to put up 56 on us, right? But you have to go in there, you know, kind of looking at that like, okay, if we get down, they're not going to let up. So we need to continue to fight. We need to continue to do these things. So, but calling for people's jobs and all of that, I understand the fanatic part of it, and being so invested in the team that you obviously want them to do, you know, go undefeated and be the best team in the land. But at the same time, look, it's not the end of the world. It may feel like it that Saturday. Look, I stopped watching in the third quarter. It was tough to watch. I went back and finished watching it, but it's tough to watch, but it's not the end of the world. You have your Ohio State, which is probably not going to be pretty, but then you have UCLA, USC, Wisconsin, Iowa. None of them are world beaters. None of them are, although, you know, we looked at the same at Indiana and said that, none of these guys are undefeated, playing lights out. Wisconsin is playing better than they were earlier in the season after their quarterback went down. But those are all still, to me, coin flip games. Those are all games that Nebraska can still get.
They're all four winnable. They're all four losable.
Exactly.
I think when it comes to reacting to the Indiana game, if people are overly respectful, that's when you can have apathy that sets in. And then you can tune into a USC Penn State top 10 matchup and the stadium is like 60% full, because over time, apathy can grow. That's why I'm fine with the passion. That's why I'm fine with certain things. And I think they honestly, if you're this invested, as a lot of Husker fans are, more than just about any other fan base out there, and some people think that's a little too much. Personally, I'm on board with it and I'm here for it. But if apathy starts in any way, shape, or form, it can grow. And over time, you can look at and I know they've got more things to do out in LA, yada, yada, yada. It's a top 10 college football matchup by two of the top 15 brands in all of college football, and your stadium's 60% full. And I'm not saying that would ever happen at Nebraska. For me, I'm completely fine with everything as long as respect is kind of maintained a little bit. I look at Ohio State. I do. I look at it as an opportunity. We got to go to a break real quick, but I look at it as an opportunity to get some of that respect back. But that'll be up to the players to do. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be joined by a man who tried his best to kill me several times. All right. I say that tongue in cheek. a former strength coach at the University of Nebraska and Pittsburgh and Ohio State, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for over 30 years. The man was a strength coach. He was here during my time. We called him Coach K. Everyone else calls him Dave Kennedy. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.